going to the line for two. Thus far, only 1 point scored from the foul line for the Lady Bulldogs. The foul will be against Ava Clark. That is just her second, team's first. Lockwood at the line. Puts up the first, line drive, rims around and falls away. Second shot upcoming here for Serenity Lockwood. She has the only point from the foul line tonight for Waverly. Sets for the second, puts it up. That one also will not fall. Rebound put back by Romig is no good. Gets her own board again, puts it back, no good. Puts it back for a third time, no good. Rebound finally taken away by Millie Bailey into the hands of Katie Robert. Lead pass down the stretch to Ava Clark, who is fouled heavily from behind by Allie Stuckey. That'll be Stuckey's second. At the line, Clark puts up the first. That one falls away. Clark with 3 points on the night thus far. Puts up the second. That one is good. Ava Clark now makes it 57-12. Olby, Josie Romig. Down the stretch, gives to Lockwood. Foul line, dribbles left block. Layup no good, gets her own board. Kicks it left side to Stuckey. Stuckey gets it to Miller. Miller now, after recovering off an errant pass, goes into the right corner, dribbles it off her own foot and out of bounds. Addison Miller also with 3 points on the night, the only three-pointer for Waverly of the evening. Olpe back on the attack now. Ava Clark left wing. Goes foul line to McKenna Broyles, now to Millie Bailey. Left block, layup, short, puts it back, no good. Bailey gets her rebound for the second time, kicks it out to Lily Skowski. Skowski at the foul line, now right wing to Katie Robert. Robert, a few handles, goes up top to Clark. Clark set for the three, but doesn't pull the trigger. Right side, McKenna Broyles leaves the layup short right side. Ball on the baseline. On the baseline, taken away by Josie Romig. But not before we get a timeout by Ty Pipers. His player was heavily pressured on the floor. 30-second timeout gives us a chance to say thank you to many more of our sponsors, including the City of Hartford, which takes great pride in their schools and community. Best of luck to the Jaguars. Harrison Body Shop in Madison for insurance claims, painting and glass installation, free estimates, and USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams and all other Madison winter sports teams this season. Go Dawgs! Coverage also brought to you by Meyer Electric, a proud supporter of all OP academic and extracurricular activities. Meyer Electric, once an Eagle, always an Eagle, and USD 243 Lebo Waverly. Committed to excellence in and out of the classroom, they're here for you. Inbounds coming from the Waverly in. No pressure will be applied in the backcourt by Olpe, as set to inbound it is Glover, Emma Glover, that is, for the Lady Bulldogs. Glover with 4 points on the night. Into the front court now, into the hands of Miller, now to Lockwood, now to Romig, now to Miller. Three on the way. That one's just too strong, but getting her own rebound at the foul line is Miller. Lockwood, she'll launch a three. That's good from the top. Serenity Lockwood with the Cody Thurston Land Agent three. Opposite in, Millie Bailey right side layup is good. Bailey now with 9 points. Waverly wasting no time in transition. Stuckey has it left corner, being harassed by Skowski. Drives baseline. Has to give it to Lockwood on the left wing. Lockwood now into the lane, has her shot altered, and they're going to call a foul on Olpe. Lockwood will go to the line for two. The foul is registered against Millie Bailey. That will be Bailey's first. Team second. Lockwood. Sets for the first. Has yet to hit back-to-back shots. Puts up the first one. That one is no good. Serenity Lockwood is now 1 of 6 from the line. Waverly, 1 of 6. Make that 1 of 7. My apologies. Can't count. Lockwood puts up the second. Line drive is good. Lockwood now leading her team with 5 points. 60-16 is the lead for Olpe. Ava Clark has it left wing for the Lady Eagles. Dribbles around to the top of the key. Skips it right side to Lily Skalski inside the arc. Now on the right block. Baseline pass. Hits the baseline and out of bounds. Turnover to Waverly. 5:28 remaining in the third quarter. Romig will bring it up across half court for the Lady Bulldogs. She goes to Lockwood, left side into the hands of Addison Miller. Miller, right side layup, too strong off the glass. The rebound won by Emma Glover. Now to the top. Lockwood, three again. Serenity Lockwood with the Cody Thurston Land Agent three, her second of the ball game.
The rally caps are out in force.
Ava Clark launches a massive three on the opposite end and gets it. Ava Clark firing it from beyond the men's three-point line here at White Auditorium as Romig will travel on her approach to the layup on the right side.
I guess only one rally cap out and about.
Only one, yeah. Katie Robert brings it across half court. Left wing three misses the mark by Lily Skalski. The rebound and put back by McKenna Broyles does it. Broyles with 4 points now. I think you meant to mute that, and you actually...
Was I off the air?
No, you were not.
No, my light was black or was clear. It was not on. I swear it wasn't.
Man, just coughing on the air. What are you doing? Come on. We're better than that. 4:30 remaining in the third quarter. Inbounds goes into the backcourt, tracked down by Romig for Waverly. Now Romig on her approach to the basket. Didn't seem like she could make up her mind. It looked like she was going to try and throw it back to Lockwood. Decided to maybe throw it to Stuckey, but couldn't decide and ends up having her pass knocked out of bounds by Olpe. Into the Olpe lineup, we get Grace Coughlin and Jenna Smith for Millie Bailey and McKenna Broyles. Coughlin with 8 points. Smith with two. Romig to Lockwood. Lockwood drives in. Right block. Off the glass. No good. Put back by Miller by Glover is too strong. Katie Robert has it now, streaking down the other way. She will pull up just shy of the arc to let the offense get set and decides to take it in. Right side pass off the block to Jenna Smith. She'll kick it up top to Ava Clark. Running layup. Good. Should say running floater, actually, by Ava Clark. And right now, Clark with 9 points. Getting set to be the third Lady Eagle in double digits. 3:38 left to go in the third quarter as Katie Robert with the steal on the opposite end. Robert again will back out of the arc, goes right wing, lets the offense get behind her. Ava Clark to Jenna Smith, left block, jumper no good. Romig with the board. Right block, Lockwood hangs one off the back of the rim, or I should say bottom of the rim, and Ava Clark was looking for somebody for a pass, and nobody was around. It goes out of bounds off the scorer's table. Turnover to Waverly. Addison Miller back into the Waverly lineup, taking a seat as Serenity Lockwood. Lockwood leading her team again with 9 points on the night. She only had one in the first half. She now has seven total in this second half. Layup, good. By Emma Glover. Glover now with six. Across half court. Katie Robert, right side to Lily Skalski. Up top to Ava Clark. Set for the three, doesn't take it. Goes to Coughlin in the left corner. Back to Clark. Clark now driving inside the lane. Loses the handle. It's picked up by Skalski. Top of the key with it. Robert, she goes inside. Nice crossover up and in. Layup good. And Katie Robert now ties Lily Skalski for lead scorer at 14. Set to check in for Olpe is Gracie Sheevy. Miller gets trapped at the foul line. It's handed off to Stuckey. Robert kind of smacks it away. Stuckey gets it back. Back to Miller now. Left side of the floor. Top of the key handoff to Stuckey. Stuckey has it poked away again, this time by Lily Skalski. Now to Romig. Romig drives in. Floater off the right side is good. Josie Romig. Her first points since the first quarter. She has six. Coughlin, left wing with it for Olpe. Now back up top to Katie Robert. Under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. To Ava Clark. Clark drives in. Floater in the lane, off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Romick. Heart palpitations. As Romick airballs her floater and saves it inbounds, but into the hands of Lily Skowski. Skowski gets poked from behind, but recovers. Now at the top, Grace Coughlin to Katie Robert. Three is off the mark. Coughlin with a putback, no good. Skowski with the putback. It is good, and Lily Skowski has 16. And it looks like we're going to get a shift change here from Coach Ron Slaymaker. He takes a full timeout. We're taking one with him. You're listening to coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament here on Country 101.7 FM.
Moon Title and Escrow is a full-service title insurance, closing, and escrow company serving Lyon and surrounding counties. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff would like to wish good luck to all the Lyon County League teams in the tournament. Moon Title and Escrow provides services for residential and commercial in title insurance, real estate closings, and escrow services. They're located at 421 Commercial Street in downtown Emporia and serve Lyon and surrounding counties.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
121 remaining in the third quarter. Volpe leads at 71-23 over Waverly in our girls' opening round matchup here from the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. So barring a major incident, it looks like Volpe going to advance on to championship semifinal Friday, where they will meet Madison. Roaming. Top of the key to Lockwood. Lockwood lets go a three. That one rims around but doesn't fall through. The rebound will go to Grace Coughlin. She will hand that off to Gracie Sheevy. Sheevy, the only Lady Eagle without a point in the ballgame. Curzon, left wing to Skowski. Skowski drives baseline, kicks it up top to Sheevy. Sheevy thought about the three. Goes to Coughlin now. Right block, to the left block. Great pass from Smith to Skowski, but Skowski can't hit the bunny. The rebound will be knocked away and out of bounds. Last touch by Waverly. It'll stay with the Lady Eagles. Under 50 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Running clock will be in effect the entirety of the fourth. And Curzon was trying to inbound it right block to Grace Coughlin. Instead, she bounces it off the shoe of Addison Miller. Staying with Olpe now. As Waverly kind of ratcheting up the defense here a little bit. Coughlin inbounds at top of the key to Coughlin at the foul line. Now she kicks it back up top to Lily Skowski. Skowski drives left side, fires a bit of a desperation shot, goes high in the air but will roll out of bounds after being poked away by Grace Coughlin. Josie Roman got the rebound and then gets fouled. That was a lot. Coughlin picks up her fourth foul of the ball game. Into the Waverly lineup comes Anna Matthews, the 5'6 junior. She'll replace Allie Stuckey as Serenity Lockwood will inbound from in front of the scorer's table on the far side. Lockwood, left corner to Addison Miller. Miller dribbling around inside the arc, right side. Now gives it up top to Matthews. Back to the top to Lockwood. Three is good, drains it. Serenity Lockwood with her third three of the third quarter. 12 seconds remaining in the third. Skowski to Curzon to Coughlin. Foul line jumper is off the mark. Rebound free in the lane. 3 seconds remaining. And that will do it as you get a tie-up for the ball between Jenna Smith and Emma Glover. At the end of the third quarter, it's 71-26. Olpe leading Waverly in our girls' opening round matchup here from the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. We'll take a quick break. Come back and have the fourth and final quarter of action right here on Country 101.7 FM, streaming online at KVOE TV at KVOE.com.
Here's South Lyon County USD 252 Superintendent Mike Argerbright.
USD 252 Southern Lyon County proudly supports our students. We extend a big thank you to our parents, grandparents, administration, staff, and businesses for their continued support. Hard work, commitment, loyalty to your team, and respect to those around you will pave the way to success. Good luck to all area teams in this week's tournament.
Southern Lyon County Schools, creating the future today with pride, tradition, and excellence.
That's the sound of getting big interest on your Kasasa checking balance.
Yes!
ATM withdrawal fees, refunded nationwide, and it's easy to earn rewards.
So easy!
No monthly maintenance fee, so not only are you earning cash, you're saving on fees the other guys charge.
I've had so much coffee!
Take back banking and get paid to do it with Kasasa Cash.
Ask for Kasasa at First National Bank of Kansas in Burlington, Waverly, and Osage City.
Authorization, enrollment, and activation activities are required. Receive all services. Contact institution for details.
8 minutes remaining. 8 minutes remain in this girls' opening round contest as the Lady Eagles lead it 71-26 over Waverly. Reminder, coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament is brought to you by Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Madison Bulldogs. Lockwood works it left wing to Miller, fires a three that's short. The rebound is taken away by Gracie Sheeby. Sheeby stops at the top of the key, gives to Curzon. Now right side into the hands of Coughlin. Right block, finish by Jenna Smith. Great pass by Coughlin. Better finish there by Smith. Jenna Smith has four now. Up top, Lockwood with it on the Waverly side. To Miller on the right wing. Up top to Stuckey, almost mishandles the pass. Gives it back to Josie Romig. Romig, top of the key, right wing, Lockwood, fires another three. That one is long. Rebound is taken away by Grace Coughlin. Olpe back on the march. Under seven to go in the ball game. Sheevy, Coughlin, left corner, now Skalski. Up top to Curzon. Lockwood almost knocks it away. Curzon recovers. Skalski with it now, left wing, drives baseline, left block, layup no good, rebound, fought four and one by Jenna Smith, putback no good, Coughlin with the putback, and she's fouled. Coughlin goes to the line for two. The foul is on Josie Romig, that's her fourth. And I doubt, with the running clock in effect, trailing 73-26, Ty Piper will pull her out. As Coughlin leaves the first of two short. Coughlin with 8 points on the night. Puts up the second. That one is too long. Gets her own board. Goes to Jenna Smith. Left block. Curzon finishes it. Great job by Kinsey Curzon. Curzon has five, and we get a 30-second timeout taken by Coach Ron Slaymaker with 5:53 remaining in the ball game. We will go ahead and keep it right here and remind you the coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament is brought to you by Angela Blankley with Coldwell Banker and Emporia Real Estate. A trusted real estate agent with years of experience, available anytime at 620-344-6368. Lebo Booster Club. They back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all of their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves. And Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614. 75-26. A 49-point lead for Olpe. What?
That's pretty good math there, Tegan.
Thank you.
On the spot.
You noticed.
I did. That's
and I just want to prove. I want to prove it. Look, look, look. Here's the phone. No
I see it.
Calculator.
I see it.
No calculator. Counted on my toes. Serenity Lockwood overshoots the three-pointer. Rebound is won by Gracie Sheevy. Sheevy hustling down the other way, and it's intercepted by Lockwood, but given right back. Now this one knocked down by Addison Miller. Miller gives it to Lockwood on the stretch pass. Off the glass, no good. Put back by Romig is too strong. Gets the board again to Romig. Right wing, Miller. Lockwood. Top of the key. Coach Ty Piper calling for a three. Left side now. Stuckey to Miller. To the right wing to Lockwood. Back up top to Stuckey. Left side to Miller. She fires the three. Good! Cody Thurston, land agent three by Addison Miller. That's her second three of the ball game. She has 6 points on the night. With it now on the baseline for Olpe is Auburn Garrett.
Cameron Timai. 15.
Didn't have a 15 listed on my roster.
Daughter of boys assistant coach Derek Timai.
Three on the way by Lockwood is over the top. Miller collects the board for Waverly at the foul line. Now to Lockwood. Thought about the three again. She goes left block, and we get a collision on the baseline. They're going to call a block on Olpe and Gracie Sheevy. One and one. Or, sorry, no, signaling 11. My apologies. I thought that was too early to be a one and one.
Much larger margin than I think a lot of people anticipated here this evening. 55-32 was the victory for Olpe in the first contest, but they just really ramped up some pressure, and that has allowed them to get this nearly 50-point lead.
Stuckey thought about a three in the left wing. Kenzie Kurzen gets her paw on it. Didn't even have to stretch for it.
Of course, the Lady Bulldogs out of Madison was victorious earlier this afternoon against Southern Coffee County. So Olpe and Madison will play Friday at 4 p.m. Southern Coffee County, Waverly to play Thursday at 4 p.m. as Romig misses a jumper down low. Rebound to Olpe.
Olpe going back the other way. Ball comes free near half court. Kenzie Kurzen picks it up for the Lady Eagles. Now right wing inside the arc. Is it with it is Garrett. And we're going to get a full shift change for Waverly with 3:10 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Gracie Sheevy, top of the key. She'll skip it. Right wing to Kayla Steinke. Steinke almost loses it. It's saved by Kurzen. To Teemeyer. Back to Kurzen. Baseline to Garrett. Garrett, overhead pass to Gracie Sheevy. Looks at the three. Drives inside. Left block floater. No good. Rebound pulled down by Serenity Lockwood. Lockwood gets banged to the floor. That one will go likely against Garrett, and it will. Substitutions now for the Waverly Lady Bulldogs. Samantha Hughes, Ella McNabb, Sydney Everhart. Beat Doug Piper to that one. Kate Wagner, Anna Matthews, and Ella McNabb. So, Coach Piper clearing his bench as jump ball called as Kenzie Kurzen tied up. Believe that was with Ella McNabb, but that's just not a fair matchup. Curzon's got about a head and shoulder over McNabb on that one. Gracie Sheevy on the other end. Being pressured by Matthews, she'll give it right wing to Teemeyer. Now up top into the hands of Kurzen. Kurzen skips it left side to Teemeyer. Teemeyer drives in, cuts through the lane. Goes right side to Steinke, who can't hit the bunny, and the ball will go out of bounds. Last touch by Olpe. Waverly with the rebound with 90 seconds remaining.
Yeah, Teemeyer, when she was in grade school, was a state champion free throw shooter from the Knights of Columbus competition. So,
wow.
But it was right before COVID broke out, so she was unable to go to the national competition.
Wow. COVID ruins everything. Left block with it, Waverly. Under a minute remaining as Ella McNabb will miss on a three-pointer. Gracie Sheevy brings it up across half court. Again, Sheevy thus far was the only Lady Eagle without a point in the ball game as Kayla Steinke misses on the five-footer from the left side. Ball will go out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Eagles. Waverly likely going to have the last word here with 35 seconds remaining. Wasting or taking her time is Anna Matthews with under 30 to go. And a turnover here for Waverly as missing the pass was Ella McNabb. It just went right through her hands.
It's only their fifth turnover of the second half, but 30th overall.
12 seconds, 10 seconds now remaining. And that's going to do it. Opley can just dribble it out here. Curzon, right side. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Sheeby looked like she was going to go for the layup, trying to get on the score sheet, but time beat her. That's going to do it. Your final score, 77 for Opie, 29 for Waverly. Opie advances on to the championship semifinals Friday at 4 o'clock, where they will meet the Madison Lady Bulldogs. And got to think, those two teams shape up for an exciting matchup as they're pretty evenly matched on both sides of the floor. That's going to do it for our first of two evening games here on our airwaves. We will take a quick break, come back, and have our boys opening round contest between Burlingame and Southern Coffee County. That's coming up here shortly. But before that, we'll get you some final stats and analysis. You're listening to Country 101.7 FM coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament.
The new year is here, and at Longmont Auto Plaza, we have some great ways to start your new year in a new Chevrolet, like 2.9.